This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
The heartfelt comedic drama The Samuel Project tells the story of a teenager who connects with his grandfather, a Holocaust survivor, for the first time when he makes him the subject of an animated art project for school. He uncovers his grandfather's surprising past. He was heroically saved from capture in Germany by a young woman when he was a boy. The film stars legendary actor Hal Linden and former Disney star Ryan Ochoa. The Samuel Project is a powerful story of connecting generations, how immigrants are a part of us all to some degree, all have unique stories to tell, some about escaping extreme suppression in life or death situations. The stars of The Samuel Project, Hal Linden and Ryan Ochoa, with us next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Online, thisweekinamerica.us. The new theatrical release, The Samuel Project, is the family-friendly, inspiring comedic drama that tells the powerful story about one teen's discovery of heroism within his own family history. When he chooses his grandfather as the subject of a senior art project, they get to know each other for the first time. The teen, played by Ryan Ochoa, discovers that his grandfather, portrayed by Hal Linden, was saved as a boy in Nazi Germany. Hal Linden is a Tony and Emmy award-winning actor, numerous Golden Globe nominations, singer, musician, known for stage projects like The Rothschilds, winning a lead actor Tony, The Gathering, The Sign, The Pajama Game, so much more, and of course his memorable starring role in Barney Miller, ABC's long-running detective sitcom, earning him 7 consecutive lead actor Emmy nominations. Numerous TV guest starring roles, Will and Grace, Two Broke Girls, The Mindy Project, many, many more. An acclaimed screen actor and live performer, releasing his debut album It's Never Too Late in 2011. Ryan was discovered at age 5 in his dad's furniture store by a talent agent that led to national commercials. In 2008, cast in Disney's A Christmas Carol, then as Chuck Chambers, a recurring role on Nickelodeon's hit series iCarly, a series regular on Disney XD's Pair of Kings, and his first leading role in a film, mostly ghostly, Have You Met My Ghoul Father, a talented musician, starring in The Samuel Project in theaters nationwide. Hal Linden and Ryan Ochoa with us on This Week in America. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Boy, we've been busy.
Yeah,
you've been
tired.
Quite a career that you're having, and you're launching with Ryan there. You know, this movie brings up so many important topics, and And Ryan, let's start with your character, Eli. You've got this dream of being an artist, and you choose a subject for the senior art project, which is your grandfather. Talk about how that you choose it and then how that evolves into something that, that really changes your life.
Yeah, Eli gets assigned this project, and it, you know, it starts off as just this project that he has to tell a story about something historic or someone historic that has impacted them. And then he ends up having or being forced to hang out with Grandpa for this day, and through a bunch of events, he ends up realizing that telling his grandfather's amazing survival story, he wants to do this project about him. And then through this project, Eli doesn't just finish it against all odds. He learns from this project, and he gets caught up in it, and in the project ends up teaching people like what's going on nowadays and the problems that are happening. And then I don't want to give any spoilers, but you know, he thanks somebody, and it's not just his it doesn't just turn into his grandfather's story. It's much more than that.
It is. There's so many layers to this, and I think, Cal, you talked about the film is really about intergenerational communication. Talk about that, because that's something maybe we're losing sight of.
Intergenerational lack of communication.
Yes.
Not only, well, it's natural, it's normal. I did it, you did it. Well, I wouldn't listen to my father's music. I had my own music. I wouldn't wear my father's clothes. I put on my own clothes and cut my hair my way and came up with my slang. I didn't take daddy's slang. But in the process, when you do that, yes, it defines your generation, but you also distances yourself from past generations. And what's lost in the process is the intergenerational wisdom and history, experience, just experience alone. The older generation went through a lot of what the new generation is going to have to go through.
Yes.
So learn the mistakes, the ways of dealing with it, so that you can make it easier on yourself. So it is important for generations to communicate. And in this case, Eli is trying to get a story out of his grandfather that's uncomfortable for his grandfather. It isn't as if he doesn't want to communicate with the boy. It's just it's an uncomfortable situation. It has to do with his survival during World War II. And it takes Eli to educe the story from him and turn it into an art project.
Well, it's interesting because Eli says, there's a story, Grandpa, that needs to be told, and I can tell your story in pictures. And you say, I have a right to mourn in private. So like you say, this is a story that, that many people from that generation in situations like this, they really don't want to tell, do they? In fact, I think you kept a secret, your character, Samuel, did for like 75 years.
What's the line? What's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. Self-protection. You don't want to have to relive what was a very uncomfortable time in your life. Listen, it's happening today. Books in the newspapers, stories from 20 years ago that were so uncomfortable for people that they kept it to themselves. And eventually when it does come out, we all learn from them. Not uncommon. And it's, read the headlines today and you see the same thing.
We're talking about the... Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no. I mean, it's not just about getting the story out and learning that family history. It's about survival. I mean, what Samuel went through in this, I mean, he survived, and this is it's an inspirational story to the parents and to my father in the film who didn't know his story, and it brings people together, and that's what reaching out to your parents and grandparents can do. And you know, in your life.
And anything we can do today to bring people together in a society that is so split, along all kinds of lines.
In many ways.
You know, and it's interesting, too, the role of art in all of this. The two of you go years, and Eli, you really don't know your grandfather. You don't know much about him, but it's art that suddenly brings the two of you together, and you have that emotional attachment. So art, once again, in fact, Hal, I think you said it. Yeah.
Art
can be more eloquent than words.
Obviously, words have brought us apart, and words don't. And they really bring people together now, so, you know, we figured why not tell it in a different way. And in the movie, Eli is, he's an outcast. Everything Eli does is, you know, on paper, in drawings, and in his head. And he has amazing artistic drawings all over his room. I mean, you know what Eli does on his free time. He's not talking to his dad. He's not hanging out with his grandpa going to eat a burger with him, but it's not until he gets assigned the project that fascinates him, and this is something that he knows he can put his mind to, but he can't do it without any help, and he needs this story. So what does he have to do? He has to spend time with his grandfather, but while doing that, he realizes that being with his grandfather, he can learn from him and actually have a relationship, and that there is a lot to know, and then he ends up fighting for that story.
We're talking about the theatrical release, The Samuel Project, in theaters nationwide October 5th. With us, the legendary actor Hal Linden, former Disney star Ryan Ochoa, starring in The Samuel Project. That's interesting. You talk about the relationship. As we're watching this, we see this relationship grow, evolve, and it looks real. Was it like that for the two of you in doing the picture?
In a sense, it was. We met about 2 days before we started shooting, and I was sitting at a table, and he was on his cell phone texting.
I was texting how I was working with the legend.
And it took, you know, so we had the same generational differences to overcome. But once you start working on a project together, that seems to bring people together. It brings entire casts together. It has a wonderful way of bringing people together, because what you're doing is you've all committed to the same project, the same results. You're trying to accomplish something together. You become a team, definitely.
A little family.
A little family. And that happened with Ryan and me. He doesn't pull out his machine while I'm around anymore.
As much. But when I am with him, I'm on social media saying, OMG, Barney Miller is next to me.
You know, as I'm watching this, Al, I'm thinking that, boy, when you get a new role, it's got to be still as exciting to you as it was years ago. And as you talk about Samuel, that just reinforces that. This really was a role that you look forward to playing, wasn't it?
Every role. Every role starts with words on a piece of paper. There's nothing there. There's only words. As you work on it, it becomes a human being speaking those words. So the function of turning words into flesh and blood is what I have done all my life. And that's what attracts me to every project. It's a very heady, moment when you accomplish that.
And then Ryan, I'm watching you, and it's like, okay, this was a project, and we'll talk about that in a second, because this was something that the kind of role you want to do for the rest of your career, but it looked like it became a passion for you as well.
I've said it from the beginning. Acting is everything to me. I don't know what I would do without the industry, without being able to wrap myself up into characters. And it's pretty cool. I mean, majority of the roles I've played, you know, my teenagers, I was playing the evil guy. I was the villain. I was the bad guy. And you can't do that unless you truly invest in it. And, you know, watching someone like Hal, I mean, since I'm sitting next to him, And then hearing stories from other people, he doesn't play himself, and I've never wanted to do that. I never wanted to, you know, play myself, or, you know, people watching me like, oh, that's Ryan. You know, it's like, no, I want to, like he says, I want to be other people. I want to live other lives, and that's the beauty of this industry. And yeah. And I want to entertain. I mean, I'm an entertainer. At the end of the day, I love being on stage. I love being on stage with my brothers. You know, performing and being behind the camera or in front of the camera. You wrap yourself up into something that you're not, and that's what we look forward to in this business.
You know, you mentioned entertainment. This movie is highly entertaining. A great story as we watch this unfold. And then as you're leaving the theater, you're thinking over these issues that were brought up here. This is sort of the perfect movie, isn't it? It entertains, and it leaves with something that we can think about afterwards.
Can we use that line?
Can we write that down?
Yeah, whatever I said.
The perfect movie. Can you write that down, please?
When we went into this film, it's not like we want to tackle these themes. It was more the relationship between the father and the grandfather. Everything else, the project and the themes after, the themes in the project, all of that kind of just came from the relationship. And as we realized what Eli was learning and the story behind Samuel, like there's much more to it. They don't really talk about it, but young Samuel was saved by a young woman, and that woman had a story, and there's many stories that can, you know, trickle down that Eli kind of realizes.
From an actor's standpoint, Brian is right. You don't approach a project by saying, I want to convince people of such and such.
Right.
I want to deliver this message.
Because if you fail, then you didn't do.
Tell a story, you can't get your message through.
Exactly.
So we don't worry about the message. We worry about the human beings involved, about creating the human beings so that they can tell a story, or we can watch them aspire, accomplish, and in the process, points are made. That's the point. We're only looking to become those characters and live their lives.
And if the audience can connect with those characters, they can feel more passionate. And when the film is over, almost feel like they went on the journey with those characters. And that's where they end up taking something from Eli, from Samuel, from Cassim, the butcher, you know.
Well, both roles are, you can connect, and they're very relatable. I got about 30 seconds left. Ryan, what has this been like for you? You've got this role of substance that we talked about, and working with Al, this is like, what, a master's degree in acting that you get along with the film.
I didn't charge him.
you're speaking my language. This journey has been wild. It's been, I mean, I don't know if you know, but me and Hal are also co-executive producers on it. I mean, there's so much involved behind the scenes that we've been a part of. So to see it on the big screen, to see the reactions, the reviews, all that's great. But it all goes back to the filmmakers and the cast. We just wanted to make a good movie, something different that you haven't seen. But I do have to say the journey has been pretty special, and I get to share it with Hal and our producers, and, you know, Steve Weinberger and Mark Fusco, who started with this project years ago. So to see their dream and to see this movie finally out in theaters and you know, the little buzz that we're getting, the major buzz we're getting, the major buzz.
Well, we've got that review, the perfect movie. Okay.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's the inspiring new comedic drama, The Perfect Movie, you could call it, The Samuel Project, in theaters nationwide. With us has been acclaimed actor Hal Linden, former Disney star Ryan Ochoa. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It was fun. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
A pleasure.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's being called the perfect combo of carbs and comedy. It's the brand new Food Network series, Bake with Tom Papa, celebrating the best in breads, pastries, bakery bites. Tom hit cities across the country to shine a light on how bakeries make life a little sweeter. Tom is considered one of the top comedic voices in the country, stand-up comic, actor, writer, author, producer, TV and radio host, successful in film, television, radio, podcast, and live stage, the new head writer and regular performer on the nationally syndicated radio show Live From Here, the newest incarnation of the legendary radio show A Prairie Home Companion. He's featured on the show in a regular segment, Out in America with Tom Papa, heard by 2.6 million fans of the weekly show. Hosted hit podcast and Sirius XM show Come to Papa, and his first book, Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas, was released in June, making summer read must-read list. Many TV series, movies, star, and writer, and now sharing his passion for baked goods, Bake with Tom Papa, on Food Network, and Tom joining us on This Week in America. Tom, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to the series, and I understand basically this developed out of your real life. On the road visiting bakeries and your love of making sourdough bread.
Yeah, it's a journey that started in my kitchen. I started baking sourdough bread for my family, and I got, somewhat obsessed with it. Something about filling my house with the smell of fresh baked bread, once I started, I couldn't stop, and it became a real passion of mine. And when I would travel around doing stand-up on my tours, I would go visit bakeries and just kind of learn from these different great bakeries in different parts of the country. And it slowly started to catch online on social media. And the Food Network noticed, and now we have a great show about it.
And now you get to go back to these bakeries only with a camera crew, and you get to share all of this with the rest of the country. It's interesting with the program. You said you love doing this, and it's really a celebration of all the good things that life has to offer, friends, family, and food. And when you think about it, food really unites us, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing better than sitting down with friends and family and enjoying some of the best food, baked goods that you can possibly have. There's just something about breaking bread with other people that just slows things down, and it really lets you enjoy each other's company. And I really think that that translates in the show. There's like a real, every stop you go, these people that make it have a real passion and love for what they're doing, and it's just contagious. And it tastes delicious.
Yeah, this is good. It's going to make us hungry when we're watching the series on Food Network. I want to talk about some really jump out as you're looking at some of the coming shows. Boston, for example, you get this lobster roll served on a jet black bun, and then you have hamburgers and buns so decadent they only make 18 each night.
Oh, yeah. There was this great place that did the secret burger, and the burger's great, but they spend so much time making the bun for the burger. They worked so hard to make this perfectly shaped, perfectly light yet strong enough, covered in sesame seeds. It's the care from people like that. It's contagious. It literally changes the communities that these people live and work in. Like when you care about it so much that you're going to put so much passion and love behind it, I'm telling you, they come in, they open up their shops, and they change the cities they live in.
And then you go to Los Angeles. I'm looking forward to this Vito's Pizza. There's a crust there that's legendary. The crust has its own bodyguard.
Yeah. This guy Vito in L.A., he has the best pizza I've ever had in Los Angeles. And he has it all. His dough comes from a sourdough starter that he literally walks around to get more yeast from the L.A. air into his sourdough starter. And he's so legendary that someone actually tried to steal it from him at one point. So now when he walks around the street, he actually walks with a bodyguard. It's the only sourdough starter that has a real live bodyguard walking him around.
And you talk about the food and the impact on cities. In New Orleans, you visit Cafe Reconcile, which they help at-risk kids there. They're really doing something special in that community.
Yeah, that was amazing. There's so many stories like that. The Cafe Reconcile in New Orleans, he wanted to create a place, this head chef, where you could bring at-risk youth in and teach them the whole restaurant business, every part of it, from cooking and baking to running the front of the house. And he trains these kids in this nonprofit restaurant. And you can come in just as a resident or tourist of New Orleans and eat this amazing food. And you have no idea that behind the scenes, it's all kids. It's all these kids that are finding an education and a way out of their circumstances. It's inspiring. We went to Detroit, and there were all these great people that are opening up these bakeries in this city that's just finding its footing again.
Yes.
And having this amazing comeback. So it's great. I mean, that's what this country is made of. It's just amazing stories with amazing people sharing and helping each other. And I just really excited that it came through in the show.
And looking forward to watching it, the brand new Food Network series, Bake with Tom Papa, on the Food Network with back-to-back episodes. Tom, thank you so much for sharing that with us on the program today. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.